Okay, next time you have a package delivered, here's something you might not realize. The FedEx driver who pulls up in the FedEx truck and is wearing the FedEx uniform is not officially a FedEx employee. That's the company's view, at least. Now, a federal appeals court in Oregon has ruled that some 2,300 drivers for FedEx Ground in California were misclassified as independent contractors. This is a ruling that could open the door to back claims of hundreds of millions of dollars in unpaid wages and benefits. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
FedEx drivers pay out of their own pockets for their uniforms and all of the costs related to their trucks, such as fuel, tires, and maintenance. They even rent the scanners that record deliveries.
So the FedEx drivers you see on the road driving the green and the purple trucks who come to your door wearing a FedEx uniform, a FedEx hat, who you assume would be an employee of FedEx, FedEx insists that they are independent business people enjoying the American dream.
Beth Ross, an attorney for the drivers who worked between 2000 and 2007, says FedEx has simply been shifting costs onto the backs of its workers who really aren't that independent. Under the terms of FedEx's operating agreement or work rules, the company controls virtually all aspects of the job: a driver's appearance, the look of the company truck, the delivery areas, and the hours worked. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals cites those work rules in its finding that under California law, the drivers were, in effect, company employees and not independent contractors, and as such, they could be entitled to unpaid wages and benefits. The ruling could influence the outcome of dozens of other legal challenges to FedEx's classification of drivers as contractors. FedEx spokesman Patrick Fitzgerald says his company will seek a rehearing by the entire Ninth Circuit.
We fundamentally disagree with these rulings, which run counter to more than 100 state and federal rulings upholding our contractual relationship with thousands of independent businesses.
Fitzgerald says FedEx no longer contracts with individual drivers, but with incorporated businesses that treat their drivers as employees. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.